Happy Friday, football fans. It's Tip TV Sport, and today we're talking about the big matches of the weekend and a bit of horse racing. On the line to give me a hand is Alex Donoghue, the PR man from Ladbrokes. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, very well indeed, thank you.
So, a bit of a mixed week for Mourinho, losing three and then finally winning in the English Cup. Is the Mourinho magic gone?
I think so. I mean, it was interesting to see the way that Man United players celebrated scoring those important goals against lowly Northampton. You know, you would think once upon a time it wouldn't have necessarily meant that much to them, but obviously they needed to get the win. We had actually slashed the odds on Mourinho getting sacked this season prior to that game. Some people thought that Northampton, if they came unstuck there, it could be another early departure for him, but it looks like he might have weathered the storm. And if he can get back to winning ways against Leicester at home in the early kick-off on Saturday, you would think that they might, you know, a week is a very long time in football, you think he might be able to banish all of that. So Man United are odds on, they're 7-10 to win the game. I think that Leicester might offer a spot of value there, about 4-1.
Yes.
Or 3-1. And like I said, punters got their fingers burnt back in Man United at odds on last week, so it's no surprise to see them back Leicester City for an away win at Old Trafford in the early kick-off tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're quite a happy toffee. Everton sitting in second at the moment. You lost to Norwich in the Cup, but you have been on form with Lukaku scoring a lot of goals. You've got Palace this weekend. Are you comfortable with this?
So, it was a funny game midweek. Everton were very short price. They did the bookies a favour by losing home to Norwich. They were in every coupon up and down the country, so that was good news for us. It's one of those results you can't really explain. The team, it was a strong team. Norwich, with great respect to them, they're a decent championship team. You'd have thought Everton would have had enough to deal with them. Stephen Naismith scoring on this return to Goodison Park. I think away at Bournemouth on Saturday, that's why they're odds against. If they'd have come out and beaten Norwich 3-0 or 4-0 and Lukaku might have been amongst the goals, then you might have seen them odds on. But their bookies are taking a bit of a chance. If you think Everton will continue their red-hot run of league form, 11-10 is a huge price. If you think that there might just be a few problems being starting to unearth in the team, then you might be back in Bournemouth. But it would be interesting to see what happens here. And I have a feeling, and I hope I'm right, that Everton might bounce back and 11-10 we'll end up looking like a big price.
Yeah, and of course, there's no bias there with you being an Everton fan. But speaking of teams that are in trouble, Stoke, bottom of the table, minus 11 goals. What's happening there? Is Mark Hughes completely failed? What's happening? Are they able to survive?
I think it's very early to say that Stoke will definitely go down. Their relegation odds have been cut. They're now into about 5-2. They'd have been a lot bigger than that at the start of the season. They are actually still favourites to beat West Brom on Saturday. They're 11-8, and then it's 9-4 the draw and 9-4 West Brom. I think that they're going to need to start scoring and they're going to need to stop conceding as many goals to start with. They've obviously shipped four against Palace last week. West Brom obviously in reasonable form. I think punters are going to be giving them a bit of a swerve, even at 11-8 at home. I think this is quite a tough one to call. And I think that West Brom might even be the selection for a lot of fans at 9-4. They might even expect West Brom to be favourites for this game.
Well, at the other end of the table, Arsenal are back in their favourite position of fourth, and they've got the big game of the weekend against Chelsea. Obviously, Arsenal fail constantly to beat Chelsea under Mourinho. Can they beat Conte's Chelsea?
I think they probably have a reasonable shot of beating Conte's Chelsea. They're certainly favourites to do so. They're 7-5. Chelsea 21-10, so just bigger than 2-1. I think this is going to be a really interesting game. In the past, it's been quite a fiery game. Lots of yellow cards, lots of red cards. So we're 40-1 that one red card per team at least happens. That looks like quite a big price if you think it could heat up. I think it's going to be a really interesting game to look at from a perspective of both teams to score. That looks like a banker in that game at about 46. But I'll have a couple of quid on Arsenal and Chelsea, at least one man from each team to be sent off at 40-1.
Oh, a fiery game at the Emirates. But moving away from football, we've got the racing at Newmarket coming up on Saturday. Two big races that I'm looking at, the Middle Park Stakes and the Cambridgeshire. Blue Point's the just shy of evens favourite at Blue Point, 11-10. And we've got Third Time Lucky at 8-1 in the Cambridgeshire. Have you got any punters moving money into that market?
Yes, we have. It's a really good racing, actually. Good racing at Newmarket today and good racing at Newmarket tomorrow. In the Middle Park Stakes, I spoke to Frankie Dettori, Ladbrokes ambassador Frankie Dettori, during the week. He had a good word to say about Memas. The horse is looking to run for the last time this season before being retired to stud. So we might see him tomorrow at Newmarket. And if he wins, we might see him at Champions Day on Ascot. So I think Memas, really, really decent horse. It looks like a bang 6 furlong horse. 9-2, maybe 5-1 tomorrow morning. Looks like a very good each-way bet, and it would not surprise me one bit if Nemas could overhaul favourite Blue Point in the race.
Yeah, because Franco De Tore is also arriving Bravo Zolo in the Cambridgeshire at 4-10, which has actually got a nice 12-1 with Ladbrokes. Is that worth an each-way punt if Frankie does well in the racing today?
Cambridgeshire is not a race for the faint-hearted. 35 runners charging down 1 mile, 1 furlong straight course at Newmarket. Frankie was originally on one of the horses who got punted, Sacred Act. She got backed off the boards in the week, then didn't run, so fingers burnt there already.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make amends, but it's an incredibly tough race. It's a race you need a lot of luck in. For what it's worth, I think Bronze Angel, who's run the race twice before, could be a decent squeak each way at 20-1. Looks a little bit high in the weights, but you're going to need a lot of luck to back the winner of a 35 on a handicap. So could be a close your eyes and throw a dart at the real job in the case.
Well, thanks for that, Alex. I'm off down the bookies to put a nice double on Arsenal-Chelsea man sent off and a couple of the punts on Franco De Tore. We'll talk to you same time
next
week.
Good luck. Enjoy the sport. Good luck. Cheers.
Thank you. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend.